outside the University Center. We're looking at Zavitz Hall, the offices of the Radio Society back in 63, 64, 65, through to 1970. We're on the fifth floor of Zavitz Hall. So we had offices up there, but we did our recording elsewhere.
More in tune with the rest of everybody if I'm carrying around a microphone.
They're in the lobby of the Physical Sciences Building. When the university became a university, the Board of Regents from the National Free Federated Colleges became the first Board of Governors of the University of Guelph. One of the members of the Board of Regents, who then became an inaugural board member of the University of Guelph, was Frank Cotton. He was a pioneer Canadian broadcaster. We say he was a pioneer Canadian broadcaster because he instituted 24-hour programming. Radio stations used to shut down in the evening, and he was in Windsor at the time, and he noticed that the auto workers would take a break, they'd go out the front lawn or whatever, and they'd be sitting around doing nothing. And he thought here was a perfect audience. So he started 24-hour radio programming. He was an agricultural broadcaster. He was a farmer. He sold a lot of land to Ottawa for development and became wealthy. And all of those things probably tied into him being part of the University of Guelph's Board of Governors. He had a fatal coronary in 65. And as part of his memorial, suggested to Kathleen Ryan, his wife, that he set aside a bequest to start an FM station in his name. And she donated $25,000. Now, $25,000 in 1965 could buy a house. That was a lot of money. But what I credit more to that was the university accepted that donation. And that meant they were obligated to do something with it. That was very important. Right, and we will see one of the things. So when this building was built, they set aside a room for us to be a studio. And they bought the equipment, and they set up the room, and it was all part of lab equipment. Right? So they didn't spend any of that $25,000, but the fact that they had it, they had to do something with it, started it off. The other thing we should know is that the university had in its head that maybe it wanted to do radio programming as a course. Maybe something formal. So they had it in their head that they maybe should set up a radio station and do a course like that. Meanwhile, you had the students going off doing the Radio Society thing and doing the program. So these two groups. The CRTC ruled that agents of the province could not hold an FM license. So that meant the University of Guelph could not get an FM license. And Ryerson, which was the model the university was kind of looking for, which had a school to teach radio, they had to divest of that, and Ryerson became an independent corporation. Now, Queen's is different, right? Because the Queen's was chartered by Queen Victoria, so they're actually a federally chartered institution, different from that, so they were allowed to stay on. And by the way, they got their first license from the Department of Fisheries, right? So we had these two groups, the University of Guelph, the University Radio Board, wanting to do radio, and the students wanting to do radio, and both realized that they could not do it by themselves. So they joined forces. So our corporate name, the company that actually owns CFRU, is called University of Guelph Radio, Radio Griffin. And it represents the union of those two groups. We actually had to ask the facility, the athletics